You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, guys. This is Irish Sports Talk, and I'm Randall. And joining me tonight is Braden Lindsay, soon to be a Notre Dame freshman. Braden, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the nice Indiana weather. It's finally warmed up around here. So, anyways, Braden, you're coming to Notre Dame here in a couple weeks, and I know fans are pretty excited to get your speed on the field. But to get started, just tell us a little bit about your high school career, your football career, and how that went.
For sure. So as a freshman, midway through the season, got moved up to varsity, and was fortunate enough to start at corner for the one of the state qualifying teams. We ended up losing in the state championship, but got a big opportunity as a young kid, and then started playing both ways after that. And over the course of my career, went from a DB and kind of transitioned more to a receiver focus, or offensive focus, I should say, at least. Went to the semifinals junior and senior year, lost both times at that level. First team all state both ways as a senior, and my league co-offensive and co-defensive player of the year. So I'd say football wise, I've had a great team and individual accolades, or accolades, I should say.
Yeah, definitely. And you said you started out at cornerback and then also moved to the offense side of the ball. What kind of made you switch to being a wide receiver full time? Was it recruiting, or do you like that side of the field better?
Yeah. It just depends on the college. Some colleges like John Ellis, some like John D. But for me, I didn't really care where people that I'd project higher. For me personally, I enjoyed offense more, and I like having the ball in my hands. I like being on the offensive side of the ball and using my skill set on that side of the ball. I felt was better for my future, so I chose to pursue that at the collegiate level.
Did you get some offers for playing cornerback at the college level?
Yeah, that was like most of my, honestly. I had more defensive offers, I would say, than offensive.
Very good. So you think that will help you, since you play the defense side of the ball, you think that will help you as a wide receiver, kind of knowing what the cornerback position is? And what's involved with that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I played at the high school level, so it's obviously not going to be the same at the college level, but I definitely think it'll help me in certain aspects of the game.
For sure. And then kind of switching over to track, you've run quite a bit, and as Notre Dame fans here, we hear quite a bit about your speed as well. Just tell us a little bit about your track career in high school.
Four-time championship overall in track, the relays and individual events. 400, 200 runner, PR, 47.5 in the 200, and 21.4, in the 400, and then 21.4 in the 200. Was blessed to be a part of the 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4 school records, as well as having the 100, 200, and the 400 school records. So just, great overall career, I'd say, through track.
Yes, he's put up some impressive numbers and set some records as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you start playing football and even track, you start getting offers from school or start getting noticed by colleges. Just tell us a little bit about your recruitment. And originally you had committed to Notre Dame, then decommitted, and then you ended up committing again. Just tell us a little bit about how that was for you, the whole recruiting cycle.
Yeah, I would say up till me flipping from Notre Dame to Oregon, I enjoyed recruitment, and then after that, I just kind of saw more of a darker side of it. I didn't really enjoy my last know, year of recruitment, I felt, you know, it didn't feel like just a game of football to me anymore. And I'm definitely glad that it's over, and I'm excited, you know, just get to college and play ball and run track and just do what I was meant to do.
Yeah, definitely. I did, a while ago, I did read an article that was in the Players Tribune that you kind of written a letter and just talked about your recruitment. And I know, you know, for myself, final recruitment, and, you know, when a guy decommits, there's often a lot of unkind things said to the player, or to the recruit, and just, did you get a lot of hate mail or messages and things like that when you first decommitted from Notre Dame?
Hundreds, at least. I would estimate anywhere from 300 to 400 direct messages per decommit.
Wow. That, to me, that's ridiculous. I keep saying that, you know, they have to, you know, you as a recruit have to make the decision that's best for you. You know, it's not about the fans. You got to do what's best for your life. And I just don't understand how people can do some things like that. How did that affect you as far as, you know, you committed to Oregon, and then you came back to Notre Dame. Did that factor in at all, or were you just not worried about what those people thought when you made that decision to come back to Notre Dame?
Yeah, I didn't care. I think I went over it in Players Tribune, but I could care less what anyone else thought. I had to go through the process in my own way, and each decision was thoroughly thought of and made between me and my family. Went back to Oregon because of some of those complications. The Notre Dame, I thought it was going to be a good decision for me. And then at Oregon, I was pretty comfortable in that with Coach Taggart leaving. I just created a lot of uncertainty, so I just reopened everything. And then I went through the process again, and everything fit best. We worked things out, and I went back. And for me, it makes sense. For others, you know, fans that didn't know, that's them, that's me. I don't really care what they think. At this point, no. I'm just going to play football.
That's good to hear. It's sad that people shoot to that level sometimes of sending messages.
For sure, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
With you running track as well, did that factor into your decision on where you would go to school?
Yeah, 100%. From the right around sophomore year, what I knew I would be able to compete collegiately track-wise, I had always said if the school weren't going to let me run track, I wouldn't consider it.
And had you been told that you wouldn't be able to run track at Notre Dame, or was that not really an issue?
There was a complication late junior year. Basically, it stemmed just from me not enrolling early anymore, and it was talking about the level of focus between football and track, and it was just a conversation that probably could have been handled better on both sides. That probably ultimately led to me moving on. But once we figured it out, we sat down and we were able to figure out what was best for both of us and create a plan. Things got figured out, and I'm glad they did, because I think that was a big reason why I'm back, and not back, but why I signed with Notre Dame and why I'm very excited to show up in South Bend.
Very good. Yeah, communication is a big thing, so sometimes it just needs to be talked out. Obviously, so you are planning to run track at Notre Dame?
Yes, I am.
And have you been watching Troy Pride's track career?
Yeah, off and on. Big meets, I keep in track with it, but for the most part, I hadn't kept in touch with it too much.
Okay. And I know just a couple weeks ago, Troy Pride ran, there was a video that was circulating of him running a 40 time of a 4.38.
Yeah.
Do you have a 40 time? Have you ever recorded that? Or
I've had a laser 40 since my sophomore year, but I ran a 4.47 at the Nike Regional opening when I was a sophomore.
Okay. Well, I do know that us as fans would love to see
you two compete in the 40 or any kind of race just to see maybe who's the fastest guy on the team. So
for sure.
I guess that's something you guys can figure out when once you get to campus.
For sure.
But as far as your football career, what are you kind of expecting for your upcoming freshman year at Notre Dame?
I expect to come in, do everything I can, do everything I can control, work hard, listen to whatever Dell and Coach Long and Coach Kelly have to give to me, and hopefully put myself in a position to be able to play day one, September 1, against Michigan. But my goal really just season-wise is just to help out the team in whatever ways I can, going from like being a big role and being a huge leader on my high school team to going from coming in as one of the new guys. You know, you got to grind, you got to gain the respect, and that's what I intend to do.
Very good. And we would love to see you out there playing against Michigan. Notre Dame fans do not like Michigan. There's too many of them around the South Bend area. So.
Yeah.
But nothing better than a win against Michigan.
Yeah.
Do you already have a jersey number picked out for when you get to Notre Dame? Or is that something you'll figure out once you get there?
Yeah, from what I've been told, I'm wearing number 25 this year.
25. Is that what you wore in high school?
Yes, it is.
Does that have some kind of significant meaning for you, or how did you decide on 25?
Freshman year, I was just trying to figure out the number I wanted, and I wasn't really sure. I was going back and forth, and 25 kind of spoke to me, and I was just kind of at 25 cents, and it didn't have any meaning to me prior, but after wearing it for 4 years, it meant a lot, you know, and I'm really excited to be able to continue on wearing that.
For sure. And have you been doing off-season workouts? I mean, have you been doing the workouts? Have those been pretty tough, or are you used to that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would definitely say the lifting is definitely a step up, but I would also say just coming off track, the running hasn't been super difficult, at least for me, but that's not surprising. I mean, a lot of those guys are bigger. It would make sense that the lifting would be a little more difficult for me and the running would be a little easier for me. But I would definitely say the lifting is quite difficult and always has me in a good sweat.
Okay, well, that's good. They've been doing quite the workouts there at Notre Dame in the past year. Mm-hmm. So. Is there anything that something about you that Notre Dame fans might not know that let's share this?
I'm a Pokemon master.
What's that?
I'm a Pokemon master.
Very good. So, well, Notre Dame fans are excited to see you coming into Notre Dame and enrolling this summer. And where can the fans find you on social media? Or maybe, I guess a lot of them already do after all the messages they sent you.
Yeah.
But, what is your Twitter handle or maybe Instagram?
Twitter, BLSpeedy21.
Instagram, just Braden Lindsay. No capital letters, no places and whatnot. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us tonight, and we're excited to see you out in the field this fall.
Appreciate it. Thank you.